Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Maseches Nida Daf Yud. We are holding on Tesamet Beis, around 8 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabban, we have learned in a Braisa. Now this relates back to our Mishnah, where we learned that although the Chachamim applied a tumah of me'es leis to every woman who discovers dam, we're concerned that perhaps the dam was already present unnoticed for a while, so we consider her tumah for the previous 24 hours as well, with respect to the haris materials, truma and kachin that she may have handled. So regarding those materials, she's tumah. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. There are some women who are exempt from the me'es leis concern. These are women who are not expected to experience a period, in which case if it comes, what you see is what you get. You're concerned only from that moment going forward, as opposed to retroactively. One of those women is a tinoikis shelo higia zman alirais. So we have a woman who's underage, not yet expected to have dam. So she's not only a besulas damim, not only a woman who'd never had a period, but she's also underage. So in addition to lack of experience, she's not really age appropriate for dam. So she's presumed to be totally out of the club, off track in terms of expecting dam. And she notices dam. So sure, she's tummy, but only going forward. And we do not apply me'es leis. Tan Rabban, tinoikis shelo higia zman alirais. A young woman, below adulthood, the time of her year has not yet arrived. Verasa, and unexpectedly she sees the Pam Rishana the first time. Daya Shata, it is sufficient. It suffices for that moment, which means to say we do not apply me'es leis. Only that moment going forward. If it happens again, Shnia, Daya Shata, again, no me'es leis, because it's an unusual, unexpected type of occurrence. Shalishis, but once she has a third sighting, she establishes Echa Zaka, strong indication that, in fact, she's begun to experience Dam. She's treated like anybody else, and we apply me'es leis. Arihi, kechol anoshim. Like anybody else, some time is late, some kidlu kidlu, some time going back, previous 24 hours, or until the most recent examination, whichever time frame is shorter. Now Rashi points out, although we're going like the Shita of a Rebbe, there's a big machlekes, how many occurrences are needed to establish a track record? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, 3 times, according to Rebbe, twice. If we're going like Rebbe, so why do we have to wait until the third time to apply the halacha meis leis? So Rashi says, because since she was so unexpected to see dam, so in this case even Rebbe agrees you need 3 times. Perhaps he could explain it that, you know, the first time is sort of an introductory experience, sort of to bring her into the playing field, and then you have 2 more to establish whatever, however you understand it. Rashi makes this point of explaining that in this case, since she was totally out of the realm, even Rebbe agrees me'es leis only gets applied on the third time around. Okay, so now she's on track. But what happened next is that there was a cessation for 3 months in a row, which according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, like we had back in the Mishnah, any woman who ceases for 3 cycles in a row is presumed to have her periods suspended. And again, she's exempt from it, isleis, because she's not expected to see dam on a regular basis anymore. Overall, shalish oinis varasa. She passed through 3 oinis, 3, you know, months, 3 cycles, and then she notices dam. So she's back off track because of that long cessation, dayashata. It suffices to be concerned from the moment onward, meaning we suspend me'es leis again. Now, if this happens again and again, she goes through 90 days, and then she sees again, still only twice, daya shata, The third time, if it happens, we reinstate Me'is Leis. So she's totally back on track, totally welcome back to the club. So she went to 3 more months, and then she sees again. So it's the third time. Everything's reinstated. Welcome to the club. She's treated like anybody else. So Me'is Leis, all the halachas apply. So again, part A of the Braisa, part B coming soon, speaks about Tinoika Shalei Gezman Libreis. She's underage. She's not expected at all to see them. She's totally out of the club. She sees 3 times, welcome to the club. But if she has a 3-month cessation, again, she's off track. Unless it happens 3 times, in which case now we say, look, it's been revealed to us. This is not just a cessation. This is actually a reestablishment of a new pattern. She established a vest, a new pattern, a new schedule. They have a period once in 90 days. So now we reapply the halacha of Me'is Leis. Welcome to the club. Shigeas Manolivis, part B of the Braisa, speaks about a woman who's of age to have a period. But she hasn't yet. This is that case of Basulas Damim in the Mishnah. So it's just a matter of never experiencing Dam yet, but the age factor is there. She's suitable for Dam. So in this case, she's not as far off track as the previous. She's treated like anybody else. Sure, it's at this point not a regular occurrence. So therefore, we do not apply Me'is Leis. As soon as she sees, we say, okay, welcome. What you see is what you get. We don't have to concern ourselves that perhaps it was already there before, because she never saw Dam yet. She is mentally right. It's Palm Rishon, the first time she sees, Dayashata. She's telling me from that moment going forward. That's only the first time. She only gets this discount the first time around. But once she has that first experience, she's on track. So now going forward, when she sees Dam, we are concerned about Me'is Leis. It may have arrived a bit earlier before we noticed it. Shneel, the second time, Me'is Leis, B'kidu. And even in this case, if there's 3 months cessation, like we said before, according to Rabbi Eliezer, 3 months cessation works for anybody. Over Leo Sholesh Oinus goes through 3 cycles without Dam, and then Rasa she sees. That's called Siluk Dam. So she had an abolishment of Dam for the time being. And when it shows up, it's a sort of a surprise. Dayashata, we say, look, oh, welcome. But the concern is only from now going forward. So we basically have, if you will, 3 categories. A regular Isha, who's of age, who's known to have Dam. She sees something, Me'is Leis applies, because it may have been the earlier without being noticed. We have a regular Isha, who's expected to see them and has a 3-month cessation. So we view it as a suspension, and you know, we don't really apply our regular concerns. We say, look, until it happens again, we assume it's not going to happen. And when it does, we say, Dayashata, that's your Belezes Chiddush. Then we have that, you know, it gets Sheloi Higiyaz Mana Lirois. She's not even of age. She's not even eligible yet. So in that case, she needs to have 3 experiences for us to really welcome her to the club. Until the third time, we do not say Me'is Leis. Now, interestingly, if we go back to that first part of the Braisa, this woman initially was off track. Lo Yigiyaz Mana Libreis. And then because of the 3 experiences, she was invited into the club. And then there was another 3-month cessation, a series of 3-month cessations, which, again, expelled her from the club. And only after it happened 3 times do you say, look, you know what, let's reevaluate. This is really a new a pattern that she's establishing. And she's really on track, but just with extended periods, expanded cycles. Now, Gemara and I will pose a question. So again, she was off track, She had three re'ois, she was welcome to the club. And then she went through 90 days without the dam. She saw that happened again, the second time, happened the third time. So after the third time, after one, two, and three, we reapply Meis Leis, because now she's reestablished a paranab once in 3 months. So she's like anybody else with an established pattern who has halacha Meis Leis. Now let's say the three experiences weren't as described. So we have 90, an experience, 90 days, an experience. Now, 1, 2, and 3. Let's say it was 90 days and an experience, and then she saw a month later. So what's going to happen? Do we say, okay, you still need a third time to reestablish yourself as being on track? Because, like we said, she was so far off. Right? Remember, we had three categories. We had a regular woman, we had a woman who had a 3 month cessation. That's the second category. The third category, where she's totally not expected, she's underage, right? So she's called a Einoi Roya. So since she had a 3 month stoppage, we say, you know what? You're back to that category. You're totally out of the realm, totally out of the park. And until you reestablish yourself three times, you will not have many slaves. So even in this case where it was 90 and every year, and then 30 days later she saw again, it doesn't matter, she still needs three times. Until the third time, she's not going to reestablish anything. She's not going to be welcome back to the club. Or shall we say, that's only when it's, you know, long intervals. 90 and then every year, 90 and every year. But if you see that after the first 90 and already a month later she's seeing, so perhaps that's an indication that she's really back on track. She was never really so far off that she needs to be reinvited back with the whole, you know, formal procedure. It was just sort of a temporary cessation. You see, she's already seeing monthly again, so maybe we should reapply Meis Leis at this point. So the question basically is, how far off was she when she had that cessation? We say she's back, totally gone, in which case she needs a new reestablishment three times. Or shall we say, no, it was like sort of a cessation, a siluk dam, a temporary abolishment of dam, in which case, you know, after we see that she's ready reestablishing herself, seeing monthly, maybe that's enough. You don't need three times. The second time is already enough for Meis Leis to be reapplied. That's going to be the crux of the question coming up. The Gemara will respond, no, we insist on three times. Omar, let's go back and review the price. Abra l'shalosh anus, went through 3 months, had the first riya, dayashat. So again, we're talking about a tenoika shaligis man al-ribay. She was totally far gone, not expected at all. She's not in the realm at all. And then she had three riyas, we say meis leis. Then again, she has another prolonged suspension, shalosh anus, and then she sees, dayashat. We don't apply meis leis. We turn to the next element. So the Braisa continues with experience number two and number three, each being after 90 days. But let's say it didn't happen that way. Let's say she reestablishes her riyas in oines. So after number one meaning 90 days and a riyah, she didn't have another riyah. She saw a month later. My, what's her status now? Do we say, okay, meis leis is reapplied? Do we say, no, we still need three times to get you back on track? Omar Gidol Marav, you need three times. Pam Rishon Vishnei Dayashata, the first and second is still Dayashat, even though, like we said, the second was just a month later. Shlishi, sometimes leis, Gidol Pekidah. Only the third time do we reapply Meis Leis, Gidol Pekidah. Next question. Suppose number one was after 90 days. Number two was after 90 days, yeah. But number three was a month later. Shall we say it's enough to complete the thrice experience to reestablish the chazaka that she's a roya? Or we say no, it's a mismatch. The first two were after 90, a third was just following 30 days. It doesn't really match to the previous ones. You need a matching pattern to reestablish a mess, to reestablish a pattern. Someone will say, no, that's going a bit too far. Fact is, sum total we have three times. It's enough to reestablish her as a roya, and we apply meisleis. Void. So we had another case here where avro leish gumel oynos. So what happened was she had 90 and a re'iyah. Void avro leish gumel oynos v'raso. Then she went through 3 months and a re'iyah. At this point, it's still dayashat, right? Because only twice. The third time was just a month later. Hadar chachazi b'oynos mai. What happens now? Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Kidlo, Rav. It works. So, although in the previous case we said we need three times, this qualifies as three times. Amar Kana, Amar Rav Kidlo, Amar Rav. Pam Rishonu Dayoshato. So Rashi explains the Rishonu, the number one that we're referring to, is really the second of these three, because it's the one that we discussed before, so we're calling it Rishonah, that first one that we discussed in the previous discussion. But in any case, the point is that it needs to be 90, then comes 1, then it was 90 and 1, and number 2, that's Pam Rishonah, Dayashata. At that point it's only Dayashata. Shnia, the second one, meaning number 3 of the series, which is just a month later, that's enough to complete the series of 3, even though it's a mismatched pattern. So we reapply all the standard concerns of Meis Leis, etc. Okay, so let's recap this discussion. We have the youngster who's totally out of the playing field, and she comes in and does three times. Okay, welcome to the club. Meis Leis applies, and then she has a long break, a cessation of 3 months. And comes number 1, another 3 months, number 2, another 3 months, number 3, the Brisa says, Meis Leis applies. And the question is, how far gone was she really? For instance, let's say it was 90 and number 1, and they're just 30 and number 2. Do we say, look, you're like anybody else. The fact is, you're starting to see on a regular basis, Meis Leis applies. Do we say, no, we still need three times to bring you back into the club? The answer is yes, three times. The next question was, what if the third time is just a monthly riyah? So it was 90 and then the first, 90 and the second, then 30 and the third. Do we say, well, it's mismatched, it's not considered a proper reestablishment of a pattern because it's not really a matching pattern? Do we say that's enough? The answer is it's enough. Now, as we explained, this whole brisa is going like Shitas Rebbe, who says that in general, a twice recurring phenomenon establishes chazak. Let me explain why in this case you need three, because really the first time doesn't count, sort of like an introductory experience, a transitional experience, however you explain. Mani Rebbe Hida Amar, who says, but Trezim Neve chazak is established with twice. So if it's Rebbe speaking, what about the next part of the Brice, which is going like probably Yezer? Every woman who has a cessation of 3 months is considered offline. That's Rebbe Lezer, not Rebbe. And the one will say, okay, so Rebbe figures like Rebbe Lezer in that aspect. Why not? Amos Seif, let's proceed. Avra Legim Elayis V'Rasa Dayashata. 3 years pass and then she has a Riyah. Dayashata. So on Rebbe Lezer. It's going like Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe. Well, who says that's a contradiction? Perhaps we can say Rebbe he. In essence, the Bryce is Rebbe speaking. And then the other matter, he agrees, Rebbe Eliezer, but Oynes, regarding the Oynes question, Sovak Rebbe Eliezer, he adopted Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. But that cannot be so. If you recall yesterday's blot, does Rebbe hold like Rebbe Eliezer in that matter? He had a whole story. Initially, Rebbe ruled like Rebbe Eliezer, and then he recalled that he shouldn't have done it. Apparently, he doesn't hold of him. Ella, go the other way. Rebbe Eliezer, the price here is Rebbe Eliezer speaking. And that explains the 3 month cessation halacha, and regarding the number of times that established chazaka, he goes like Rebbe on that. Vestas, regarding Vestas, so look at Rebbe. So perfect. The Brice is a confluence of both positions, which are fully compatible with each other. Now comes a new question. We have a tinoikis who's underage, who requires three re'iyos to welcome her to the club. What if she sees a stain of kesem? Now typically, the tum of kesem, which of course is midrabbanon, and I told her only if Anisha actually experiences a flow, a discernible flow, she's telling me about a kesem, a stain, it could have come from elsewhere, etc. It's only midrabbanon. And Rabbanon typically link it to the halacha of Riyah, meaning an Isha who would be Tame. If she actually sees a flow, she's expected to see flow, she's a seeing woman, we'll also have the din of Kesem. So the two halachas sort of go hand in hand. Meaning they would not apply the halacha of Kesem. They would not be Metame, a stain, by a woman who's not expected to see a Riyah. It's sort of one package. So Tanoikish Legia's mano, there's no halacha of Kesem. Before she establishes a chazak and she's expected to have periods, Chacham did not apply tumah to her stain either. Now we know it only happens after three times. So let's say she had one riyah at this point, she's not expected to see a dam yet. She's not a regular, so the Kesem is not tumah either. Now let's say she had three experiences, of course at this point she's in the club and of course Kesem would apply. What about between the second experience and the third? She's not yet there. She hasn't yet established the Hazaka, but if she would see yet again, she would establish. So perhaps this Kesem qualifies. It sort of comes together. The status with the experience come together. Kesem shebin rishayim v'shniya tor. So between the first seeing and the second seeing, she sees a stain, she's still tor. She's not a regular seer. On the other hand, if it's already passed three times, she's a regular woman. Of course her stain is tummy. What about between 2 and 3? Shebein shni yushlishis. We have machlekes. Chizki yomar tami, she's tami. Although she doesn't really have full status yet until the third time, this qualifies as the third time. If she would see dam now, she'd be tami. She would achieve status. So the kesem, likewise, is tami. Rabbi Yech, no, no. That's one too early. Tor, she's tor. The Gemara explains why. Chizki yomar tami. Chizki says tami. Give it the ilchazia. Because if she would see now, it would qualify as number three, so Matamish would be Tami, Kismanami Tami. Chacham applied Tumah to the Kesem as well. So even though she hasn't yet received her status, but the experience and the status come simultaneously. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. You have to pass that threshold. You have to pass the goal line in order to be a woman of status and have the Tumah of Kesem. He says, Torah, Kivan Delay is Chaska Badam. She hasn't yet established Chazaka on Dam. She hasn't yet had three Riyais. Chacham will not going to apply tumah on the kesem. We turn it on the base. Maskla really oy. Chizki says that this young woman is tame. Her kesem is tame, even though she hasn't really established that she sees on a regular basis. So why is it different than another example where Chacham has well suspended the kesem? V'chima ben zu. Why? What's the difference between this woman? Libisula. Rashi explains, this Basula actually speaking of a totally different type of Basula. Basula physically never interacted with a man, so her first time with her husband, the whole discussion later on of Samach Dalet, that we attribute the dam to the wound, to the ruptured membrane. So even if she sees dam, we blame it on the wound. And likewise, Chacham did not apply tumah to her kesem. A stain is also tar. We blame it on the wound. But Rashi points out that even though in theory she could become tummy nida even in that state, because if we can discern a discoloration and determine that the blood she's seeing is real dam nida, she would be tummy. So in theory she has relevance to a period. Nevertheless, we suspend the law of kesem because since there's a wound there, there's a maka, we just sort of attribute it to that. We don't apply loch of kesem. We're not strict. We suspend loch of kesem in that case because there's a sort of a cover story, an alibi. So here as well, basically, it's unlikely that she's seeing real dam nida. She's still underage. So why would we be metame de kesem? Omolei Rabbi Zeir, how could you compare zu sirfa matzui in the case of the newlywed? Sirfa means her sap expression, her dam, from the wounded membrane is motzi, it's prevalent. It's an easy alibi. It's an easy cover story. As opposed to the young woman here, you don't have that. You don't have a prevalence of any material there to blame it on. So here, it makes sense that her, she sees down, we matam, even though it's a kes. Okay, so we have this machlekes about a young woman who doesn't have experience of seeing. It's only been twice. And now she has a stain. Do we apply tumah? Chizki says, yep. Rabbi Yechon says, no. Further on this topic, Amar Ula, he quotes Amar Rabbi Yechon, who quotes his Rebbe, Yerushalmi Shimon Yitzadak. She's tar. Tinekush Legez Man Leroy, this young woman, Rasapan Hashem Roshniya, she sees once and then twice. Unless we confirm that she had a third one, we don't have to assume so. Therefore, Roikum, it's Rasa Bashuktor, you find her saliva or something that she sat on, which is, would be tummy if she was a real Nida. Find it Bashuk in the street, tar, it's assumed to be tar because unless we know she saw it third time, we assume she hasn't. And Kisma Nami Tar, likewise her stain is tar. Now, the question was, Rabbi Yechanan was quoting his Rebbe on this part too, on the Kesem part of the statement too, was reflective of his Rebbe's opinion. So it's Rabbi Yechanan and his Rebbe against Chizkas, two against one, or is it his own, Rabbi Yechanan's own opinion that the Kesem is exempt? Well, Yidan, I'm not sure, says Ula, Ididei, this last point of the Kesem was Rabbi Yechanan's own position. Ididei, Rabbi always quoting his Rebbe, Afkimina, what's the difference? Numbers. If he's quoting his Rebbe, so it's Chizki who says Tami versus Rabbi Yechanan and his Rebbe who says Tar, two against one, and that's how we would, you know. Ki also Rabban, Vachanuchusi Yamun, Rabban, all the other scholars came down from Yisrael, Amruk, Shimon Yitzadok, they in fact attributed to Shimon Yitzadok. So the conclusion is there were two opinions that are Matar versus Chizki, that's Mitami, so it's two against one. Amr of Chizki Matuvi, back to the story of a Tinekh, the Gezman of the Grace, young woman. So she needs three, right, to establish her. Let's say she was flowing continuously for 7 days. It's considered one experience. It doesn't count as more than one. Even if she's flowing, even though she's flowing, is that what you mean to say? But let me buy pay seconds and go without saying if she does it in intervals. What do you mean? I'll just the opposite, pay seconds. She's having, you know, breaks. Then it works against her. It's like multiple. So what do you mean to say it's one regardless of whether it's L, or rather we have to revise it. Let's say she's flowing constantly for seven. Eina Ella Riachas we consider as one experience. But of course if there are breaks, we have to count them. Omar Rav Simon Bar Chiya, you should know that left as if she's dripping. Eina Karoya. We don't count it like a riyah. What do you mean? What is she saying that? What do you mean? We don't count it. Ema, rather, what he meant is ena kashay fas. We don't say it's a continuous single experience. El kefisekes. It's like she's having separate experiences because it came in drips. Vechalal de shefas kinahara. So the drips are considered separate, in contrast to a shefas, which is one single experience. Because you mean shefas means she's flowing like a river. It's an expression meaning nonstop. It's impossible. A person can't survive like that. Ella Eimer, rather, he meant to say like this, that dripping counts like flowing. Ein Ella Kishefas. So just like she's flowing, we say that it's one single experience. So even a slow trickle, but if it's a non-stop, we say it's just one experience. Likewise, dripping, even though it's drip, it's still considered one continuous experience. So only time we say that there are separate experiences to establish chazaka is if it's actually distinct and separate, but if it's a constant drip or a continuous, even a slight trickle, not kanahara, a slight trickle, sum total is just one experience, and she hasn't established a chazaka. Turn up on chazaka b'nei Yisrael, so the presumed status of B'nai Yisrael is actually Gila Pirkan before they reach their the age where we expect them to see Dan. They're presumed to be Tar. If they touch Truma, it's Tar, etc. Rein Mechaskas Tar. There's no need to make, you know, any inspections. We don't have the nurses checking them. Shigila Pirkan wants to get to the point that we expect Dan. We have to be concerned as such. Rein Mechaskas Truma. and they have to be inspected by nurses. V'noshim boit kesoysim. Rabbi the Omer, be careful. Don't scratch them. In boit kesoysim b'yad, they don't do it manually. V'noshim afsis oysim, they ruin them, they're going to scratch them. V'noshim oysim b'shem, rather, you apply oil, v'bifnim from the inside, and then the oil sort of purges out, and you just give an external wipe to confirm her status. In dakas melein, that's safest, most efficient way to do it. Okay, let's just sum up before we continue. Meis leis is applied to a regular isha. She sees dam, concerned perhaps it was there unnoticed for the previous 24 hours or until the last examination, whichever, you know, was more recent. There are exceptions to the rule, i.e. women who are not expected to see dam, which case when it comes, it's a surprise. What you see is what you get going forward, not going back. We primarily discussed a case of an isha who was Laigeas Manaliris, who was totally out of the ballpark. I wasn't expected to see. She's underage, she never had dam. In which case, you have to sort of gradually invite her in. It only happens after three times. Welcome to the club. Now, at that point, is Meis Leis applied? And it would be Kesem applied as well. But if she hadn't yet reached that threshold, she's exempt from Meis Leis or Kesem. Now, in terms of Kesem, Be'er Machlekes. What if she had twice and not yet the third time? What's her Kesem status? Be'er Machlekes. Turns out it was two against one to make her Toher. We discuss how to define separate experiences. It has to be distinct and separate as opposed to dripping or flowing continuously. Now, what if she's back in the club, but then she has another long cessation, 90 days, three oines, and she sees she's back out. Dayashato. It'll happen three times, which is considered a reestablishment of a pattern, and from now on, she's Tomei's lace. We discussed several variations of that configuration, and we concluded that, in fact, the Braisa is going both, like Rebbe, who says twice, establishes Chazaka, and going to Rebbe Eliezer, 3 month cessation, suspends the Meis Leis concern. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Muberes. So more exceptions are Muberes and Meinika. Woman who's expecting, woman who's nursing. Their hormones are running on a different system, not expected to see them. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to the Ibor, we also require a 3 month cessation. So she is nursing or expectant, plus the fact that she stopped for 3 months. That gives her the full status of a Muberes Aminika, who's exempt from Meis Leis. Tani, Tana, Kamei Rabbi Elazar. There was a Amora represented a Braisa of Rabbi Elazar as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, Muberes Aminika, these two women, Shavar Lea, Gimel Oinos, Daya Sha'ata. Together with a 3 month cessation, Daya Sha'ata Nav. You realize there was a change of reference here. We started with a reference to two women, Muberes Aminika, and then it sort of went on to singular, Daya Sha'ata, a single woman. Amalis, that's what he asked them. Paschal Svetrei, your opening statement referred to two people. V'simas Bechad, you concluded with reference to just a single person. What happened? Would you lose the other one? Dilmu Muberes, oh, Vehi Aminika Kamas, perhaps. You're referring to one and the same person. That she started off pregnant and then she transitioned into nursing. Muberes v'himinika ka'amis. And the point that you're teaching us is umilsa agabrucha kamashmo. You're teaching us, you're presenting the Braisa, which is teaching us something agabruchi, by the way, that you could combine them. You could connect these two experiences. So suppose she had been nursing, and then she became expectant. And part of the 3 months were during the nursing period, and the rest was during the expectant period, or just the opposite. Doesn't matter. Sum total, she had 3 months without dam. Even if part of it was during this status and part of it during the other status, it's all one and the same point. She's not expected to see dam, either because of Ibor or because of Hanaka, and you can combine the two time periods. Perhaps that's what you're teaching us. the Yimei Yibura, the days of Yibur, Oilam Lo can be counted into and being added to the Yimei Minukusa, to the days of nursing. Or the opposite, the Minukusa and the Yimei Yibura. She started expecting that she transitioned to nursing. Or she started nursing and she transitioned to expecting. You can combine the two to achieve 3 months. Because it's not, you have an abraisa. Yimei Yibura. If she concludes the 3 months during the Ibor, which followed nursing, Oilam Lo could be added to Limei Minukusa, to the previous nursing period. Limei Minukusa, likewise, if she transitions from Ibor to Hanoka, the cessation period during the Minukusa can be added to the Oilam Lo Limei Ibor. Ketzat, for example. If Sikar Shtai Mei Ibor, so she had a 2 month cessation when she was expecting. And then she transitioned to nursing, and she added another month. Or she started with 2 months cessation during nursing, and then transitioned into expectancy, and she had 1 month there. Or 1.5 and 1.5. You get a sum total of 3 months. Now, in terms of the particulars, how does this work out practically? I understand that she can transition into pregnancy from nursing, without any interruption of you know, dom. She was nursing, then she became expectant. Bishlami Yimei Yibura, I understand how that could be added to the previous. Oilam Lo Limei Minukusa, Mishkachas Lo Minukusa, Vazal Miyabra. She was nursing, and then Miyabra, she became expectant. Elo Yimei Minukusa, Oilam Lo Limei Yibura, Hechi Mishkachas, how could you have it the other way? She began expecting, then transitioned into nursing. But then inevitably, she gave birth. Birth brings along with it dam. That interrupts the 3 month cessation period. So we have three teruts. Iboy Yisem, one answer, but Lady Yivashta was a dry birth, it had no dam. Iboy Yisem, another teruts. The dam that she sees due to the Yaleda does not have any say regarding Nida. It's a different system. So regarding Nida, it's considered uninterrupted. Dam Nida Lachud, the blood of Nida, its own thing, or dam of lechud and the dam of leida, its own thing. But same another teret, tani chad. You're right. Let's delete that scenario. When we discussed transitioning from nursing to pregnancy. Okay. So bottom line, who's exempted from eis leis? We spoke about muberes and minika, and according to Abiyasi, in addition to the Ibur and Hanukkah status, you also need 3 months cessation, but you can combine the two to achieve a total of 3 months. Okay, Tin Be'ed Hashem tomorrow. All the best to you. B'suras Teves and Hatzlacha Rabbah.